So now I have two of that size. I started out because I had a lust for having a paper cutter. And here it is, right here. I had a friend who had a paper cutter, and I didn't really have a particular purpose to have a paper cutter, but I really wanted one anyway. So my husband at the time got me one for Christmas, and then, of course, I felt guilty, like I had to do something with it.
Artist Open House is a place where creative people in Cook County talk about their work in their own words. Not just what they do, but why, what inspires them to continue, and who may have influenced them along the way. I'm Jay Anderson. Susan Wolf creates one-of-a-kind handmade cards. Sometimes they're just cut paper. Oftentimes they include parts of plants, and at times she incorporates the work of other people with her own. In all cases, her cards are elegant examples of simplicity.
I worked at a college that had a print shop, and they were having a sale on some of their reams of paper that they no longer had use of. So I bought 4 reams of paper, and they were $5 each, 4 different colors. So having enough material was not a problem. You know, you can waste a lot of time and energy and design material by playing with paper. So I did that, and I started shopping and making patterns and things like that. And then I do have a real practical streak, so I wanted to turn them into something besides just designs, even though I loved that part too. So I started making stationery and cards for people that I would just send them. And then, you know, once you get going, you get kind of an excess of materials and only so many cards you can actually use and send out. So I explored the market for, you know, possibly selling them. Well, it evolved. It's interesting to me that when I was trying to come up with designs, I came up with 6 of them, and I thought, well, I'm done. That's all there are. But then I just kind of kept playing, and I think the playing part is really important. So it's always a mix between the playing and the usefulness and creating something that someone else you think might like. So I started out with just paper. And then I realized that I really liked plant material, and I thought maybe I could incorporate those into some of my cards. That gave a whole new dimension, because it gave me an appreciation for the beauty of nature and how you can make something that makes you take a second look at things. But, you know, if I go somewhere, I look around too, you know. People's gardens is good. This really suits me, card making, because it's finite. It doesn't take forever. I've been a knitter in the past. I've made sweaters. You know, it takes me 2 years to complete a sweater, and then I'm worried that it's not going to fit. But with a card, you know, it either works or it doesn't. Or some of them, you know, you just let go of that perfectionism and just send it to your mother, you know. So I do that, and I'll do one more here. I actually make 3 kinds of cards. I make what I call cut cards. It's just, this is made out of paper, just paper stuff. And there's a design, and that's that. I make these nature-y ones, I call them. Now this one is a new one that I made just because I saw the full moon sitting in, looked like the tree was holding it up. Now I'm not really wild about the colors, but it seems like the idea is a good one, and I wanted to try to capture it. So that's a nature thing. But I have a third kind, things that come from scraps and little leftover things that other people make. I'm basically making a little frame for what I see as a little composition or a view. So 3 kinds, basically, I make. And then I've made cards out of everything. You know, like I make them out of cartoons or drawings, or it's dangerous. I do it in spurts, I guess I would say. I often think that, oh, why don't I just make cards every day, you know? But I don't. I can do whatever I want. I'm my own boss in this, you know? Like, it is very satisfying for me to do it. And it seems like, in a way, it is seasonal. I mean, I really kind of like the wintertime as a time to do it. You know, sometimes I get going in the summertime, but a lot of times it's just seasonal. I don't have a production thing I have to meet. No, it's like I do whatever I want. I don't know a lot of other card makers per se. I know some, and we talk to each other a little bit. I don't know anybody who makes cards the way I do, but there are a lot of card makers for sure. You know, people use photos, or they paint, or they do woodblock, things like that. So cards are just so ubiquitous, really. But I think they are maybe getting a little less so because of people's ways of communicating, much more email, much more internet-based. So the call for cards is maybe not as great as it once was. I still like to do it. So I can do what I've been doing, and I can still keep trying new things, and it's all fun.
Card maker Susan Wolf. For Artist Open House, I'm Jay Anderson. Artist Open House is a production of WTIP News with support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.